Welcome to The Real Easy Show. It's Evan.
It's John. What's up, player?
And we've got special guests Cameron and Amelia.
I'm not special. Oh.
Cameron's first time on the guest. She's my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Special lady.
But is it Facebook official, though?
Yeah, dude, it is.
Ooh, that's lit.
Yeah, we put it on there. Oh. Dang. That's how y'all know it's real. That's how the world knows.
Sorry, I'm messing with my stand here.
That's all right.
My blue mic stand.
So, Cameron, tell us a little bit about you. Let the listeners know.
I'm Cameron. I don't know what to say about myself.
Where are you from?
From Montgomery, Alabama. The big city.
From Montgomery.
The city of dreams.
Living on Capitol Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is your name Bill or Cam? Are you sure it's not? You're just a Bill living on Capitol Hill or something? What is it?
That's my second name.
Oh, shit. Pretty chill,
I don't
brother.
That song.
You don't know that? It's like from Schoolhouse.
No, right? I remember. I don't remember the lyrics.
I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. I know that's it. I don't know. There's other stuff to it.
Is it about a dollar bill?
No, we watched it's like it in Miss Thorson's class.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Miss T-Horse.
I'm just a
Miss Thornton.
Mrs. Thornton. Yeah, welcome back to The Real Easy Show. It's been a long time since we recorded.
It has.
We had a fun time, though, in the recent past. We made, Evan and his Bench Boys came up with
the
a
Bench
sweet
Boys.
Song.
It's on SoundCloud. Look it up. Bench Boys Records. Summer Johnson. It slaps.
That shit slaps.
John produced it. Fatboy Productions.
It is a Felly beat. I don't want to take credit for the beat.
Yeah, we bought the beat from Felly. Yeah.
But yeah, it's good stuff, brother. Really happy to have really happy to have helped in the production of another Bench Boys hit, a Bench Boys joint.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
All right, so getting into the meat and potatoes here.
Meat and potatoes.
So, Cameron, what kind of high school did you go to in school go to growing up?
I went to a small private Christian school.
In Montgomery?
In Montgomery.
Did you have small Christian privates? Or that's a question for another time. How many people were in your graduating class?
Like 70.
70?
70?
10 times that many.
Yeah. Amelia, John, but and I, we like all graduated together. How many people were in our class?
I think it was literally 690 or 700.
I thought it was like 7. I think I don't know why 754 is in my mind.
Oh, maybe
like
it
that
was.
Is it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was definitely in the 700s.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe my amount was the amount of people that were actually
there. And there was like 3,000 people at our school. About. Yeah. Yeah.
There were like 700 kids from kindergarten to 12th
grade. All in the same building?
Yeah.
Like a little schoolhouse on the prairie or whatever?
I mean, it was a big building, but like...
Oh, why don't you brag about it? what was the name of the school?
Trinity Presbyterian School.
Interesting
stuff.
So Trinity. One time, or this was I remember the first time Cameron told me this. So when they were kids, you guys didn't wear shoes.
Yeah, we didn't wear shoes to school.
Oh.
I didn't wear shoes to school until the fifth grade.
Why?
Because, I don't know, some pediatrician in Montgomery was like, it helps build your immune system. So all the kids just didn't wear shoes.
Well, do you get like
it's
a lot of...
wild. I'm into that.
Do you have AIDS now or are you good?
No, I'm completely healthy.
Awesome.
Do you get sick often?
No.
Oh, see?
See?
We should have all gone barefoot.
I feel like it's more than a theory at this point that, yeah, you need to expose yourself to germs to be less prone to them later on.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's cool.
When I lived in Prattville... in the 5th and 6th grade.
Out near Prattville.
Yeah, near Montgomery. We never wore shoes. Like, we just run around in the woods all day.
Well, that was for a different reason.
And then I remember I came back to Hoover after that, and like, you know, we moved to Ross Bridge, and like I still was not wearing shoes.
Oh,
like running around all summer and like.
Everybody's like,
why the hell are you not wearing shoes? I'm like, what do you mean?
Bro,
like, I was just walking down the sidewalks, like, around the neighborhood, going up to my friend's house.
Where are your Air Maxes, bro? Like, I do remember when you moved back, you had a sweet set of Air Maxes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Those Air
Max,
purple ones?
Air Max 90s. Yeah.
You little freak. Evan Freakland.
Evan Freakland, man. I got those bits on Nike ID.
Heck yeah, bro.
That's exactly what. So, my mom lived in Detroit until, like, somewhere in elementary school, and then they moved here, and her teacher in Detroit was like, you know, they don't wear shoes down there, right? And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's just like, why is that an Alabama stigma?
She was like, yeah, they do, but like, you guys are why? I mean, not that I didn't go barefoot, so, yeah. But like, that was in my yard.
Yeah, like, a girl that I work with doesn't wear shoes at work. Like, it's weird.
She just wears them to work, but then takes them off when she gets there.
Yeah.
That's what I did in high school. Sounds I just like wear shoes idea. To school and then just take them off at school.
Kick off your shoes.
Like, yeah. It really doesn't sound bad. That sounds really
nice. We just walk around the halls without shoes on. It's great.
I feel like it would make people more
so
civilized.
It's weird to imagine.
You can't run as fast without shoes on.
Yeah.
People
and
can't
we
be
wearing,
doing,
like,
committing crimes.
Like uniforms, like khaki skirts and like button-up shirts with no shoes.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So the uniform thing, you wore a uniform K through 12?
Well, kindergarten and I didn't have to wear a uniform. They started doing that in 1st grade. So then, yeah, for the rest of the time I was there, wore a uniform every day.
Did you, so you just like little Timmy Turner, you just had uniforms stacked in your closet?
Yeah.
That's kind of trash, Turner. Man. That's just basura.
I liked wearing uniforms. I didn't have to think about what I was going to wear.
That's true. Like, I think that, well, they do
my
it.
My Navy skirt.
Hang on. Tell me the reason why. I feel like I've heard many different reasons.
Like, what was y'all's reason?
The reason is because, well, from what I've heard, like, there's a wide variety of, like, different, like, economical backgrounds. So you had some kids that would wear, like, their super nice clothes to school, and the other kids that would just wear, like, regular clothes. So they wanted to, like, eliminate that. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So they all wear the same thing.
Interesting.
It's a little communist in a way,
yeah,
which
it really
is weird. But I mean, I kind of feel the reason. Like, it definitely, I would think that it eliminates bullying, at least in that realm.
I was about
realm.
To say.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people still
especially
get bullied
in, like,
for other
school,
reasons.
Like, people were just mean Although, about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, most definitely. Another question. How, it being such a small class, like, you guys all knew each other pretty well, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So, just from staying on that same track of bullying, like, you couldn't really, I feel like it wouldn't be easy to be a bully, because then everybody would be like, oh, we're not going to hang out with that guy, like...
People were still mean.
Oh,
yeah, you knew some characters, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who were some characters
people.
That you think of?
I don't know, but you had like the typical like cool kids that sit at that one specific table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then one time, one kid like threw some like spaghetti and meatballs at this other kid.
Whoa!
Like, literally, it happened in the middle of the lunchroom,
oh
and
my
he
God.
Just like
and it didn't start a food fight.
Well, they got in a fight. They started punching each other.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, gosh.
It started a fist fight.
Yeah. But he just threw a whole plate of spaghetti and meatballs at this little nerdy band kid. It was kind of hilarious, but like...
I see whose side of the fight you're on.
Yeah.
You call the other kid a nerdy band kid.
I mean, he was. All band kids are kind
of
nerdy.
Now, there's an element of that.
Like, especially at Trinity, where I went... Like, they were all just weird. They were just the outcasts.
Interesting.
I don't think
how many of them were there? Like, 10 of them?
Like, 20.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can play an instrument if you're not like that at least a little bit. I don't think it's possible.
Wanting to play an instrument is the
hard
part.
I have no musical talent.
Well,
it's
almost like drilled into your head from, you know, being a child. Like, you know, the band kids are the geeks, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so then if you grow up and you want to do that, I'm like, okay, you're obviously a nerd. Like,
I remember at Hoover, do you guys like I'm sure you do, but it was like a lot of the band kids just like expected you to hate them.
Yes
that's
so
right.
They were mean to you, like, why was that a thing?
They're like,
they
okay,
like they're like, I'm a band kid and like everybody hates me, so I'm gonna be a douche to them.
Like, are you seriously like, asking me that? I'm like, what? Like, we're just hang on.
They would like exile themselves and just hang out in the band hall. Like they would never
go into the band hall.
And you're like, hey, what you guys doing? They're like, fuck off.
Shut up, bitches.
If you're not in band, you can't be in this part of the building.
Literally. I went to band room walking like twice. All in high school. They would always look at you like, what's that girl doing in here?
I went to the band room, the high school band room, more when I was in middle school than when I was in high school. Because I was in band in middle school and we visited like several times, but went zero times in high school.
I think I've been in there once. One time, and I don't remember why.
Weird stuff. Another question for you, Cameron. Mm-hmm. Was this a school for like the kids that got kicked out of regular school and their parents were like, you're going to private school?
One of those private schools.
No, it wasn't one of those.
It was not John Carroll? All right.
No.
Good to know.
No, you had to like interview, didn't you?
Yeah, when I...
When you were in kindergarten?
Well, they had to interview like my parents. You had to have like a little interview and then you went to like one day at kindergarten just to see how you would get along or whatever. And then there's like a wait list.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. But I don't really remember that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
Yeah.
That's interesting stuff, though. I mean, I wonder, there's got to be some, like, biases of that process. Like,
probably.
You can't just, you know, like, public school, you get what you get. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a whole lot you can do about the kids that are in your school. Private school, if you're literally handpicking every kid that's in your school, like, it seems a little strange. But, I mean, I'm sure it was done by committee rather than one person.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, so you did say that there were varying socioeconomic people, but basically what I'm trying to say is, like, did you notice any of the biases or like were there a lot of you looking people at the school?
Yeah.
Yes. It could be just subject to the area. Like, you know, I'm sure there weren't people driving from like 45 minutes away to get there. Maybe there were.
A few.
I think, yeah. And like you talk about when you get to, or your mom talks about when you got to Montevallo. You're like, whoa.
It's like a culture shock.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because, like, Montevallo even is, like, it's like it would be, like, barely a step up from Hoover. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of...
I mean, I think Montevallo is, like, smaller than Hoover is now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but it's still like college. It's like you're expecting more of the people there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy that, like, that was huge for you, but for us, it's like, what?
I know.
Oh, you're just going to 13th grade? Like, you know, I mean, Montevallo, I guess, isn't considered that way as much as Auburn or Alabama would be.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, though.
Yeah, I lived in, like, a bubble for, like, 13 years.
Have you finally popped that bubble?
Yeah.
Very good. And then Evan was on the other side.
And then there he was.
That's me.
Just smiling like a goofball.
He's the one that popped the bubble.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that.
He was eager.
Okay. All right. We've heard enough.
There's also, like, isn't there, like, a private school, like, rivalry in Montgomery?
Oh, yeah. You got Trinity. You got the Montgomery Academy.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're all on, like, the same street, aren't they?
They're all, yeah. It's strange.
That's what's weird about it.
It's weird. I would drive to school, and I'd drive down the road, and it'd be, like, one private school here, another one, and then mine, and then the one past mine. Yeah. It was weird. And then, but all the private schools, there's, like, a hierarchy of them. Like, Montgomery Academy's, like, at the top. And then there's Trinity, and then St. James. Which they could go either way, but I'm going to say Trinity and then St. James.
Yeah, that
and
girl that's in my class, she went to, wasn't it St. James?
St. James, yeah.
And I told her that you went to Trinity. She's like,
oh. We're talking about Monopoly?
Do what?
You know, there's a space on Monopoly called St. James Place.
Anyway. Yeah, and she was like, I was like, yeah, my girlfriend goes to, or went to Trinity. She goes
she
to,
still
she's
goes
in high
to
school.
Trinity.
No, she she went to Trinity.
I told you he's the one to pop the bubble.
And, stop it. And she's like, oh, Trinity.
Oh, my God.
They're,
but like, that's
they're
how everybody
for
is.
Steroids or something.
Oh,
which
druggies.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy
oh,
to
really?
Me. Like, I never would have thought that. But I don't know. If I'd said, if she told me she was going to St. James, I'd be like, oh, St. James. It's like the same thing with every private school.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess that's how it is around here.
Yeah.
Used to call like Oak Mountain, Coke Mountain.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's pretty true, though. Yeah, everybody I've met that went to Oak Mountain is real fucked.
I guess it is kind of the same.
Coke Mountain. I mean, Mountain Brook is pretty racist, but
yeah,
they're literally just born into it. There's not much to be done about it.
Yeah, they can't do anything. It's just their life.
Yeah. Cameron God. Simpson ended up going to Mountain Brook. You remember that?
Yeah, he has a kid now.
Cameron really? Simpson?
Yeah, I'm still friends with him on Facebook.
I think I have too. I guess I just don't look at his profile.
I haven't like that guy. Seen him in so long.
He was cool.
Cameron was freaking awesome. I don't know why he's
so funny. I don't know.
Mountain Brook.
No idea. Poor guy.
Yeah.
God, I've heard so many like horror stories about like girls that went to Mountain Brook.
Like what?
That moved away. Like there was a girl, so it's someone my mom works with, one of the doctors has a daughter that went to Mountain Brook, and she rides horses, and she was at a competition and she fell off. So she like fell off the horse and the horse landed on her and I think it broke some of her ribs, but I know she had a brain bleed.
Oh my goodness.
So she was in like pretty bad shape, but she's fine now. But when she went back to school, like people made fun of her for that.
Oh gosh.
It's like she could have died, like easily could have died, had a brain bleed. And you're going to make fun of her? And there's another girl I played volleyball with that she ended up having to like, she moved away. She was like, I can't take it anymore. They just get bullied so badly. And like that girl doesn't go to Mountain Brook anymore, the one that rode the horses.
Dang.
She doesn't go there anymore. She ended up like going to McAdory, and then I think now she's homeschooled. They're just so mean.
Nice.
So mean.
Yeah, you get bullied at Mount Brook, so you go to McAdory. Seems rough, man.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like,
you gotta go to McAdory.
That's like six steps so down. Like, don't do that.
McAdory.
You hear about that girl that got murdered at Mount Brook?
Wait, is that the one? Is that?
The mom or something?
Yeah, yeah. What?
Altamont. Oh,
that's
McAdory.
Where she went.
I don't know why I get those confused.
Altamont's more realistic.
Yeah, that's a step.
Okay,
that's a step.
I think why I get confused is because I know a girl named McLean that went to Altamont, so I think McAdory.
Yeah,
but like,
McAdory's like country bumpkin school.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, if you're listening.
I meant
McAdory,
Altamont. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, but back on the girl that was murdered.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of a real estate agent, Johnny Ironman or John Ironman Montgomery or something. You may have seen his signs around Vestavia, Mountain Brook area.
Uh-huh.
It's like a picture of him running. They call him Iron Man because he completed the Iron Man 8 times.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty tough. He's a badass.
Yeah, that's tough.
Anyway, it's his daughter that got murdered.
God, that's so sad.
What happened?
Well, she was dating this guy, or she was married to this guy.
Was her husband.
Hang on. She was married to this guy. It was totally cool. They got divorced, like suspect divorced. Real strange. And then she started dating this other guy, got married to him, who was he was an ex-cop. He had worked in Hoover, he had worked in Mountain Brook, and he had worked in Trussville or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but he had had, the reason he got kicked out of the force was because he shot and killed somebody or something that he wasn't supposed to. What?
He shot her. Not,
well, that's
I mean,
why he.
Oh, right. Well.
Yeah.
That's why he became an ex-cop. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was kicked off because he shot her.
He shot
right.
some. Oh,
yeah.
He shot her, didn't kill her.
Yeah, I think he like shot her in the arm or something.
But he said that the reason that he shot her was because she was like fucking with the gun or something, and then it was a mess up. And yeah, well, it was like a mistake. Like it was just, you know, they were fighting over the gun and then it shot her.
Yeah.
Supposedly what happened. And then there was another domestic violence issue. Like she got beat up pretty bad. And then.
By him?
Yeah. And then they were estranged. Like they were separated. And then they had recently gotten back together or something. And then she ended up dead. Craziness. Then she was dumped in the dumpster at the softball fields.
So he did it? Or is it like not confirmed?
I think he's the suspect. I can't remember if he was going to plead guilty or not. But
yeah, like who else would have done it?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Anyway, dang. Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to jail for the rest of his life.
I hope he goes to prison.
Whatever. I hope he doesn't ever see the light of day again.
I mean, I guess. It's just one murder.
Yeah, but...
I feel...
Just one.
I feel like
I know,
people.
But I mean, the finality of prison. That's the issue with prison. Everybody goes for too long.
He killed somebody after he beat them.
I know, but you're not giving him a chance.
I don't give a shit about what kind of chance he gets.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, what if he? I mean, you don't think in 20 years that he'll be better?
No.
I'm saying with excellent care and therapy, he could be better.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think he's pretty fucked up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He is, but he could be fixed.
Oh, that's gonna be tough.
There's no toilet paper, but there's a bathroom out there.
Cameron, has
that's my
potty
fault.
Break.
Yeah, I was gonna replace it, and I didn't.
The wall. It's the first door on the right.
Girls,
classic, dude.
Are you just gonna pause it, maybe?
No, I don't feel like starting it over. I'll just edit it out.
Okay.
Taking the headphones
can you also,
off?
Yeah, can you also edit it, me saying McAdory?
No.
Yeah, that was a whole part of the podcast. I'm not editing
that out.
Also, so the girl that I know that went to Altamont, she now...
Just pick up the headphones and start talking real. Like, what? Jeez.
She now goes to Harvard and plays volleyball there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's, like, super smart, and she's pretty. Like, she models and stuff. It's just, and she's the nicest person. She's one of those people you want to hate so badly.
What?
But you can't.
Sounds like she might be nice, though.
No, she's great. She's like, I'm just saying, perfect. Like, because like, she's pretty, and she's smart, jealous. And
you
she's athletic.
You want to have a reason to not like
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly. But she's, like, she's so nice.
Okay. What's her name? Let's dox her, bro. What's her name? What's her address?
Harvard something.
Are you serious? Right. That was your guess.
Harvard.
Harvard something. You know where the you know where Harvard is?
No.
You really don't?
It's in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know where in Massachusetts.
All right. That's fine.
In Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Drink that hard water, bruh.
Everything my brush
all
right, friend.
Come out all right, baby.
She's my brush friend.
She's my brush.
My brush friend.
Brush friend.
She my brush friend and homie.
homie
best friend and homie, bro.
My homie.
That boy Andy's silly, bro. He's straight silly.
It's a good guy.
Good guy, Andy. Had a lot more energy on that second delivery.
Yeah, I think he was ready. Yeah, he had some definitely. Time to think about it.
Mo's deaf.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
We were just talking about how weird it was that you got up in the middle of the interview. Just kidding.
I have to pee.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't have any toilet paper. It's,
yeah,
that's on
that's
me.
Disgusting.
I'm retarded. Bro, I don't have to wipe.
Yeah, Johnson, no wiping.
Legit, though, I probably could get away with not wiping, like, even after poop.
No. Why?
Swear
that's
to God.
Disgusting.
I just, every time I wipe, I'm like, oh, there's nothing on that. Yeah, swear man. To God.
Just slide.
Put it on, baby, bro. It slides out, but it's a big old log. Like,
oh my God.
See,
that's a healthy yeah. poop.
I guess so. I thought you were supposed to have little balls. I thought that was the healthiest.
No, oh, dude, I have no idea.
That's
not,
bad.
That's not good.
No, I don't have the balls, so I'm good.
Okay, good.
I got no balls.
I ain't got no balls.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. It's magic.
No.
Hell yeah.
Raven Simone singing it on Disney Channel.
Huh?
Yeah. Dang, I had something else I wanted to ask Cameron.
I watched Raven today.
Bro, did you see
I've
somebody?
Been watching it recently. It's so funny. So
somebody had been watching it, and they tweeted. There was a viral tweet that I saw where Raven Simone, she's in the car with What's-His-Ass. He's driving them around. The episode is called Driving Miss Lazy, apparently. Anyway, which I thought was funny. But they get into an argument because they ran out of gas, and there's three people arguing. And the whole time, I can't even say it. I just realized I can't say the joke. But Raven the whole time is just yelling, that's the stupid N-word or something. Like, she says something like that. You can hear her saying the N-word several times in the argument.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's what? So funny. But, like, since there's so many people talking, like, you can't really make it out unless you know it's happening. So funny.
That show really held up. It's still
dude,
funny.
Yeah.
It's apparently the longest running Disney show of
is
all time.
Really?
Or at least at the time. It ran for 100 episodes. It was the first one to do that. And it was the first one to do something else too. Be renewed for as long as it was or something. It was good. And it had, oh, that's what it was. It was the highest rated Disney show for like 10 seasons or
something. It had
something
for everybody.
I can imagine why. It's so good.
It's a cool concept. Like, it's probably one of the more unique concepts.
Evan's over here taking pictures of me. Quit doing that.
He's got to get you for the thumbnail, bro. Got to put you on the steery. He's
is
real
that,
easy pimping you out.
Is that cute?
Yeah, it's a cute one.
I
want
to beat
you up so bad right now.
I don't know why.
Me neither.
You get so angry. Is it because I laughed at your horse girl joke?
I wasn't
not,
a
your
horse
story?
Girl joke.
Story? Sorry, I'm a joke.
There's a movie on Netflix coming out called Horse Girl.
Really?
About an actual horse woman.
Oh, shit. No, dude.
I'm not lying. She's a grown woman that loves horses, and they made like a movie about her
oh
life.
My oh, my God.
I can't stand a horse girl. I'm sorry.
I can't
but
stand
it's so
a horse
weird
girl.
Because.
I don't get it.
Do horse girls like never actually own horses? They just really like horses?
Yeah.
And like the people that own horses aren't like that.
Have y'all seen
know,
those
some
videos?
People are.
On Facebook where like the girls will like jump hurdles like on all fours.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. No. People that have horses though, That's all they talk about.
They're like, well, because yeah, a lot of them, that's their full time job. Horse,
her name's Buttercup,
dude. It's always buttersome. I was gonna say buttered popcorn.
And then I got one named Daisy. And, you know, and then they have like breed names. I didn't even know a horse.
I know.
Like,
they're like, yes,
Kentucky Snatcher.
Well, yeah. No, like my grandma had horses for a while, and they had Morgans. And
what is a Morgan?
Yeah. It's a there's a Morgan horse. There's,
is that a known thing?
Yeah, I mean, a there's different breeds. Horse. No, there's, because I've been watching this vet show or whatever that's on Disney Plus. It's really good. But they worked on some Icelandic horses that were gorgeous. And then
the,
you have
really
like
hairy ones with the long hair,
the long Clydesdale.
Those are Clydesdales. Yeah.
Budweiser.
No,
you're thinking of the Budweiser, not Iceland. Iceland, if you're Iceland. Tulsi Gabbard.
The mountains,
but yeah,
blue,
there's definitely different
the
kinds of horses. Oh, Arabians are like really fast. They're wow. known for.
What was Secretariat? What speed. Was Dreamer?
I don't know.
What's the name of that movie with Shia LaBeouf? With the horse?
Holes?
See something? Holes. I love Holes.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Have you seen it?
No, not
is
yet.
Is it out yet?
I heard it's good.
I heard it's
good
too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, don't act like that. You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Also, there's another one he's in.
He's coming back, dude. I love Shia.
I know. Did you see his Hot Ones interview?
No, I didn't actually.
That poop was funny, bro.
I follow this account. It's like pictures of Shia, just like paparazzi pictures, and is like about his fashion. It's really funny.
Dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, he just looks like a bum all the time.
I know.
Like, he pulls it off.
He talks about it in the Hot Ones interview. He's like, why do you dress like that? He's like, I don't know. I just really appreciate shapes, and like, I want my silhouette to look a certain way. It's like, what? So yeah. You basically just pick random clothes out until you look the right way?
He's just an artist, so is weird. All.
Yeah. So strange. He's all, so sweaty looking, dude.
Yeah, he's just so dirty. Like, he just looks so dirty all the time.
But he's got this energy, bro. Like, yeah. Oh, so crazy.
Speaking of sweaty, Papa John.
40 pizzas in 30 days. Did you see it, Cameron?
No.
Oh, my God.
What was that like interview about? What was it even about?
No idea. I think he called a conference or something, and people showed up.
They're not doing well or something.
He's not even a part of it. He's trying to get back on the squad since he said the N-word in the conference
call.
That's
what happened.
Wait, what is this?
Papa John.
Papa John
Schneider. Because he's like not in Papa John. And then apparently their pizza's on the decline or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've eaten 40 pizzas in the past 30 days.
He's like, they're doing great or whatever.
He's like, he looks like so sweaty.
I know. And the whole time, like, he looks horrible.
He looks like he's dying.
He looks like a pizza in the fucking movie. And then
I met Papa John's once.
You met him?
Yeah. At the first Papa John Bowl.
Oh,
Papa
really?
John's Bowl. In,
where was
you know,
that?
Legion Field.
Oh.
It was the first bowl game, like, you know, they ever had. And we went. And I think, like, my Cub Scout, like, troop.
It's
either that Regiment. Or, like, my flag football team or something. Like, we got to go on the field.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then we got to meet Papa. Like, he was on the field.
Meet Papa.
And I was like, I was just like,
hey,
a little ass kid.
I
was like, they're like, that's Papa John. And I was like, what? I was like, hey,
what's
Papa.
What's good, Papa?
And then he signed my ticket. I have it in a little sleeve.
I thought you were about to say tit.
He signed my tit. My little 7-year-old tit.
You still have it though?
Yes, it's somewhere.
He still has the tit.
Yeah. Autograph Papa Joe.
In 30 days. And then he was talking about the current CEO. He's like, that guy's not even in the pizza category. What? So funny. And then he said, like, the day of reckoning will come right at the end of the interview. He's like, what are you talking
dude,
about?
It would suck if you were Papa John.
Yeah,
like,
and then
you're not
still
even
called that?
Yeah, you're not even a part of it anymore.
Like, I'm sure he just sits
like, that's my damn company. My face is on the building.
I'm the papa.
I'm Papa Joe Salvatore.
Shoving Joe. Pizza in his face. I'm the papa.
Like, it's literally over no, one pizza.
Yeah, it's like that scene at the end of Dodgeball. You know? Where
I'm trying
white,
to remember.
White
Jesus,
Goodman,
yes.
And he's doing the milkshake.
He's like 900 pounds.
Yeah.
Classic.
He's like, eat me.
That's a good movie, man.
Yeah, it's a classic.
True underdog story.
Yeah.
Subtitle of the movie.
Globo Gym. And we're better than that. We know it.
Dude, that guy, the black guy that plays his like assistant or whatever.
Michel.
Is that his name?
Yeah, in the show. Or in the movie.
I think he's dead though, right?
He died?
I think so.
Oh
Why?
Oh, I don't know. But him and Talladega Nights is so funny.
Why would you ever choose to die?
Wait, he's in Talladega Nights?
The black guy? The big black guy? He's the crew chief at Talladega Nights.
That's not the same person.
Guaranteed.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. No.
Is it really not?
The guy in Talladega Nights is the guy from Daredevil.
Is it, though?
Yes. Because he has those eyes.
You sure? Maybe I'm thinking of a different person from Dodgeball.
Michelle.
That's not Michelle, dude. Dead ass.
Maybe it's a different guy.
Michelle. Yeah, that's Michael Clark Duncan.
In which movie?
That's the Talladega Nights pit crew guy.
Let's see
his movie.
Michael Clark Duncan is dead. The guy from Dodgeball maybe
he
is.
He died?
Not. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the
He's the Daredevil guy because he's blind in that movie.
Guy from Dodgeball is not dead, I don't think.
Lucius. Oh, yeah, he died 2012.
He's in Raven's Home. The new Raven show.
I didn't know there was a new Raven show.
Yeah.
Let's see who played Michelle.
And what's her face is in it too? Her friend.
Raven's Chelsea? Oh.
Chelsea, yes.
Michelle is Jamal Duff.
Duff.
Jamal Duff.
Duff man.
Oh, here's a picture of him and Terry Crews.
How strange.
Let me see.
Terry.
Wow.
He's much bigger than Terry Crews. Like
Terry Crews.
Oh, this guy's 6'7".
Jeez, that's a big ass boy.
287. He's in The Game Plan.
He's in a movie with J-Lo? Oh, no, that's The Wedding Planner.
What's his name? The Rock.
Oh,
right.
I was like, this girl.
He's in Django.
Missy Pyle. That's in Dodgeball. I was like, oh, she looks familiar.
Who is that, though, in Dodgeball?
I have no clue.
What are you talking about?
Fran?
Okay, but let me see, though.
Fran Stelanakovitz-Yakovinsky.
Oh, she's the ugly one.
Wait, who is that in real life?
Her name's Missy Pyle, but I was wondering why she looks so familiar.
Missy Pyle?
She's in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wait, no way. What?
Who's she playing that?
In the OG one or which one?
In the new one.
What?
The OG one is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
get it together.
Just so you know. Or the...
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
In the new one, what does she play?
She's Violet Beauregard's mom.
Oh!
Yeah, with the tracksuit on and stuff.
Sheesh,
what?
Kabob.
Yeah.
So that different is looking. Her. Wow.
Whoa.
That's Quasi.
Wow.
That's Quasi.
Wow.
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 She's the deadliest woman on earth with a dodgeball.
I've seen that movie at least like 100 times.
It like, sounds like it.
Not exaggerating.
Yeah. That's a bold move, Cotton.
Oh, you know what's unfortunate?
On, like, in the second grade,
she's
had
in
it
the
on
unicorn.
DVD.
Okay, you had VD in the second grade.
Yeah. No, I had it on DVD.
What
in
did
the second
say?
Grade?
He said he had VD in the second grade.
What does that
do? Venereal disease.
Oh.
Venereal disease just means any STD.
No, but
it's like a menstrual disease. Like a
whatever.
I thought you said ED, and then I was like, it didn't sound like E. Could have had ED.
V. Jimmy V.
I had ED in the second grade.
Didn't even know what a Bonner was.
Hey.
What a Bonner.
Come on, Nia Bonner.
Nia Bonner.
Nia Bonner. She was a cheerleader. That sounds like a Nia Bonner.
Nia Bonner.
Nia Bonner. Diabolical plan Nia to take over the world.
Are we done? Can we be done with this?
Yeah,
what?
Is this still a podcast?
Yeah, it really isn't.
It's not anymore.
We're just sitting here.
We're having a hanging out time.
Okay.
Not everything's got to be an interview. We got that
out
of the way.
Sorry.
Let's learn more about Cameron, though.
Yeah.
Cameron, how many rings do you wear on a daily basis?
How many rings? Two.
Two
used
rings.
To be a big ring girl, though.
I did, but then I lost them all.
Just like your mind?
Broke, yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
It'll change you as a person.
It's hilarious. Now, I just wear these two nice ones.
Oh, they're nice.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell everyone. They might come snatch them, bro.
Oh.
So how often do you paint your fingernails? I notice they're painted right now, but...
Like once every 6 months.
Wow. So
like
this is a rarity.
Never. Like, never. He's the one that wanted to get it manicured.
Yeah, we actually went the other day. I got manicured.
Dude, I've been meaning to get a pedicure.
Dude, yeah, they're freaking awesome.
It was
like,
so bad.
Guys don't know. Like,
dude, they're not on that shit.
Have you been? You've been before?
No, but I need to.
No, he's a little baby.
Dude, go get a freaking... Because my cuticles...
Yeah.
They get really bad. Like,
I'm
see,
sure.
They're already doing it. They're like, curling up.
Oh, shoot.
They're
man.
Curling up.
Curling
like, they'll start bleeding and stuff. And I put
when
lotion on.
When did you get so country?
He talks like that sometimes.
I do it on purpose.
He just breaks out in a country accent.
Back when you live in Prattville.
I'm a southern boy.
I know her.
Southern by the grace. I know her. I know her. Yeah, the other day when we were doing the song, we were doing the little skit, and I sounded like so damn country. I was like, no, I want to do it again.
Oh, dude, and I know her.
Yeah, that's what I was like, I know her. And I was like, why do I sound like that?
But you talk like that all the time.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's bad because I like. She's exposing. I started talking about that, like talking like that as a joke.
Yeah, and then it's just
one of those things.
And now when I'm like, do that.
Like when I'm around like Cameron or like my family or whoever, like it just comes out. And it's like, oh shit.
Yeah,
it makes
I'm getting
hello?
Country.
Camry, hello.
Yes, I answer the phone.
That's pretty funny. You guys talk on the phone a lot. Yeah. You be phone boys.
Yeah, we talk every single night before bed. Oh, okay.
Not really.
That's the key.
Serious.
It's getting serious.
We're always like, no, you hang up first.
No.
So phone calls in general, I mean, I get it with your SO, but like with your friends, it's a very rare thing for most people. I know there are a few people that I know that prefer calling over texting.
Mm-hmm. For the most part,
not you. Are you kidding me? Who's the last? You only call me.
That's not true. I call my mom most of the time, and I call Hannah.
None of those people
and
count.
Jessa. Why?
No, that's not what I mean. Whatever. I'm saying like,
just like
if you're
friends.
Like, I'm on the way, like I'm going to, like, you know, you're texting me like we're on the way or whatever. You're not going to, you would call me. Like
I wouldn't call for that.
That's, you're proving my point. That's okay though.
Evan does that sometimes.
What?
He calls instead of text?
Like, hey, I'm on the way. And then it's like a 10 second phone call. I'm like, all right, yeah. See you there.
I'll call you sometimes. Sorry. I'll be like, I'm here.
Again, it doesn't
count. But like I called you the other day when we were plan, like there was a change of plan. I was like, hey, dude, is it okay if we do it then?
Or yeah. It is just easier to get the information across.
Circumstantial.
But I feel like maybe it is coming back, and maybe not. Maybe we're just getting older, and like the older you get, the more likely you are to make a phone call rather than texting.
I don't know. My brother's like Blake. He like I started training him. You know, we go to the gym, and it's like fun, whatever. But you know, they're in seventh grade, and literally. Every single time that I text him, I'll like, you know, like say a sentence or whatever, and he'll be like, okay. And like I'll pull up our messages right now, and it's just like all he ever responds is like, okay.
Oh my god.
Like it's so like noticeable. just okay. Just okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. Like, yeah.
How long has he had a phone?
Like, you don't even need to read when he texts you back. Like, there's no reason for you to read that.
Okay.
And, like, if you call, like, I'll call Drew, the other brother, sometime, and, like, ask him something. And, like, he's like, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, bye. I was like, they just don't talk.
That's so weird.
They don't know how to talk on the phone. But it's like, they also don't text. It's just weird.
That's really strange. Maybe you got a Snapchat or something.
Yeah.
I'm not big into Snapchat.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like,
it's weird.
I have some friends that I don't think they'll hear this, but they'll like message me on Snapchat.
I have friends that do that too.
It's like just weird. It's
that's
like
sketchy.
Why?
Don't
like
do that.
You have my phone number, and like we text. You know.
Yeah. Why not? Like, text keep it in a space where we can see it later. I just don't.
It's
like,
just like strange.
Is it suspicious?
Like, I'll just be like, hey, dude, you want to hang out later? Like, why?
So you don't want your girlfriend to know?
Yeah. Are we like 12?
Hey, dude.
You don't want your parents to see.
It's fucking morning.
Hey, morning, dude.
Hey, morning, dude. Want to get some breakfast, homie?
Hey, man.
That's like, do people ever like DM coop? You on Instagram about stuff? And I'm like,
I got DM'd.
Just text
me. About that weird DM you got.
Something spicy is happening.
That's a funny story.
Yeah, this guy will never hear it, I hope. I just won't say his name.
Yeah, keep it anonymous. Right.
So last year, this is just some weird shit that I don't know if is gay or not. In disclosure, I'm not a homophobe.
Right.
You know, I'm friends with gay people.
Only friends, though, bro.
Only friends. So it's this guy. We'll call him Mike.
Ed.
Yeah, Ed. So this is just like a random guy. I met him at, you know, that big slide in Tuscaloosa?
No.
There's this big ass slide. We went the other day. It's freaking. It's like three stories tall.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's freaking cool. It's like the spider web thing goes up. It's very dangerous. I don't know how that's okay. But so I met him there last year, and we had like mutual friends, really random. But let's see, and we started following each other, and like, I don't know, he just seems like a normal dude, goes on trips and stuff, you know, whatever. I think, and he does like firefighting, and that's like why he, okay, he randomly DM'd me on Monday, said, "Hey man, I'm trying to make a GoPro documentation of Cali. I plan to start my way at the bottom and backpack all the way across the state if that's something you'd be cool with.
Whoa.
I plan on going in a month or so." Like, yeah, that sounds cool, whatever. I didn't know you're gay. And I was like, yeah, I'll start school back on January 13th. When you want to go? And he's like, not sure, man. May wait till April. I'll do it probably a month max, most likely 3 weeks. And he said, complete roughing it though, don't really have a plan.
Whoa.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, that does sound cool. So keep me updated. And then I was like, I'm planning on doing wildland. My mic's doing something weird. Doing firefighting after I graduate, so I'll probably be leaving around in May. And then he's like, oh, that's what I do. I have connections. What is this doing?
I don't know.
It doesn't want you to talk anymore. Look at it. It's leaning away.
There we go. And then he's like, I have connections. And I said, oh, yeah, for real. And then I was like, I got my certifications last summer. And then we just talked about that for a second. And then he randomly said at 5:50 in the morning.
Oof.
He said, LOL, BTW, I know you're a crazy person, but the good kind of crazy, you know, unhinged drive to discover the little miracles all around. When I met you at the web park, I saw it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what?
What the
And
heck?
I was awake at the time.
You know, he got high as fuck and then decided to text you that.
At 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
And I was like, and that was just so random. And I was awake and I said, I said, word, man. I appreciate that. No. Whatever. You know, definitely need to do something soon. Like, I don't know, like, didn't think it was weird. He said, I was definitely scared when I started walking out of Dallas with $12 and 600 miles to go. And I was like, what is he talking about? But I fell in love with all the pure freedom and survival of it all. What you doing up anyway this hour? The morning is definitely the best time to wake up with a little smirking face.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what?
Isn't that when everybody wakes up?
Oh,
yeah. I was like, why is just this kid so gay? And I just didn't respond.
That literally sounds like when you're in middle school and you were texting your crush and you just like had to think of things to say.
I was like, what?
That's very weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
I noticed it at the
I noticed it at the wind park.
I could see it. I saw it.
Unhinged passion.
You're like, nah.
Like, oh no.
Ew. Man.
The winky face.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Like, that was a good story.
That's crazy,
good
bro.
That's
crazy, dude. Ah.
You said that was Chris Evans, like Captain America?
Or, no.
I don't know why that popped in my head. Adam Sandler?
Ed.
Oh, Ed.
His name was Ed.
Just Ed. What's up, Ed?
Like my old boss.
Yeah. Ed was a little bitch.
You ever thought about the word boss? Like, why is that a slang term? Like, what's slangy about that term? What else do you call that person?
It is a slang term?
I think so. I think it's considered to be a slang term. But what else do you call that person, you know?
A figure of authority.
You're a manager? But what if they're not really a manager? Supervisor?
Supervisor.
My supervisor.
I feel like boss isn't a slang word.
Okay, I feel like it has
been. I thought it was just a word.
Maybe I'm wrong. What about, like, I always think about the etymology of words, like the origin, where they come from, so. I can't remember. I looked up one the other day.
Are you a philosophizer?
Philosophizer, brother. Apadoo. I got my P word up in his P.
What's another word you like to think about?
Ooh. I can't think of one right now.
I looked up today why apples turn brown, but I couldn't explain it to you, so.
Because of the air.
I was about to say, yeah. It oxidizes. It's kind of like rust.
Yeah. There's enzymes and stuff.
So you can't tell us why, and then you proceed to tell us why. That's some cool shit, bro.
also, on the same article, I scrolled down and there was a thing about potatoes. No. And it was like, oh, is it okay to eat green potatoes? The answer is no.
Bro. Yeah, fuck your green potatoes. No, ain't nobody eating that shit. Yeah,
no, it's like when you have a potato. It's like when you have a regular potato and it's you've had it for a while and it starts to turn green.
No. What? You don't
I've
keep
never
a potato
seen
that long.
A potato turn green.
Eat your potatoes.
Can I like explain why it does that?
No.
Let her talk.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What is it?
No.
The capybaras come out and lick them, and then their saliva turns green?
No.
Guarantee that's what it is.
No, listen.
Turn green after they go bad?
Well, it's not bad. It's.
Well, you can eat them or you can't?
Will you hold on just a second? Like,
didn't you just say you can't eat them? So aren't they bad?
You shouldn't. Yeah.
So, not sure how we're wrong on this front.
They just grow little potatoes on them.
Yeah, they get the little sprouts.
I'm going to educate you. I'm just going to read it.
You're going to read it. Yeah. Here we go. Listen up.
When potatoes are stored in a warm, bright place, the tubers...
Warm, bright.
Yeah. The tubers detect that they might be in a suitable growing location and prepare to sprout. Chlorophyll production increases, which slowly tints the peel and eventually some of its flesh green. While chlorophyll is harmless chemical, it presents potatoes... its presence in potatoes indicates that tubers have also... Okay, an ad just popped up. Have also increased their production of glycolcholoid. I don't know how to say that word.
What does it mean, though?
You're the pharmacist.
Known as solanine.
Some sort of sugar.
I don't know how to say that, but known as solanine. Solanine protects potatoes and other plants in the family from herbivory and serves to preserve the sprouting spud from hungry animal mouths. It is considered a neurotoxin, and ingestion by humans can cause nausea, headaches, and lead to serious neurological problems and even death.
Okay.
If enough is consumed.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep. Thanks for this info.
But I didn't know that. But you guys have never seen, like...
No.
Mm-mm.
I think I have, maybe. Possibly.
Seen a purple potato.
Yeah, but that's like a... That's like
a sweet potato.
A sweet potato.
I've seen an orange potato.
Now that's a yam.
A yam.
My girl got that yams. Speaking of potato, when I was in food science class or food class or whatever it's called in high school... Which I was, like, forced to take that class. I was going to do something else. Oh, I was going to do history through film, and they're like, that's all filled up, so you have to do something else. I was like, all right. I did that. And there was a bunch of black girls that really liked me in that class. It was a good time, though. And what's that guy's name that talks just like Kendrick Lamar? Oh, what's his name? Forgot his name. But the dude, like, talked exactly like Kendrick Lamar. There was another guy I had a class with that year that talked exactly like T.I. Wow. I had a rap
in
class.
Hoover?
At Hoover, yeah. Anyway,
why are you taking all these classes?
Was that class
I didn't even
at
know
Hoover?
Those were classes.
Yeah, food science, food something. We cooked food and learned about it.
Wait, you took that class?
So it's just home
yeah.
Ec.
How have I never?
It's basically
heard of that
home
before?
Ec. Yeah, it wasn't called that though. It was like something else.
Food and consumer sciences.
Yeah,
facts.
Which is all right.
Did you guys make those pillows?
Pillow.
John,
no, we didn't do none of that.
Were we in
it was
home
only
ec
food.
Together in seventh grade?
I don't know that I took. That
I was
in middle school.
Home ec at some point. I think
seventh
it was seventh
grade.
I
made pillows.
I made a
I know
pillow.
What you're talking about.
I still have mine. I did Santa's Little Helper from
we
the Simpsons.
We were all in Spanish together, though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you were in that video, right? did we make a video together?
Oh, yeah, we made a Spanish video.
Yeah.
That was in eighth grade, though.
Eighth grade.
Y'all had actual home ec classes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We made cookies one time, didn't we?
Wait, hold on. Back up. In my food class in 11th grade, we learned about a potato... Or this guy that ate a potato and he went into, I don't know what the word is. He was just paralyzed because the potato had botulism in it because it was sitting out for 4 hours or something. And it scared the shit out of me. I didn't eat a potato for like 6 months.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah. Like, bro, what? Like, you can just die basically eating
just
a potato?
From eating a potato.
But he didn't die. Like, he was alive. But he
was a vegetable.
But he couldn't move. He was a potato.
He became the potato.
Sucks. Dang.
What were you just talking about?
Talking about home ec.
Home ec.
Yeah, we used to cook on... We cooked on Fridays, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What Fridays.
I don't know. Just random. Every Friday, we'd make Kool-Aid, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I remember we used to sneak a few extra packets, make that bit.
That's
extra sugar.
That's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah.
The Kool-Aid. Dripping on that Kool-Aid. Who was the weird teacher? What was her name?
That lady. She wasn't weird.
I didn't have her. I just thought she was weird. I never actually went. Like I said, I didn't take
her
class.
She was pretty cool. I liked her.
Did you guys ever have to sit in like silent lunch in middle school?
Probably. I don't remember, though. Definitely.
I think so, yeah.
I feel like I had to sit in like the middle table a lot, and people like walk up and be like, "What are you in for?"
I think I had to do it a couple of times, and I think every time it was because I had like missed homework assignments or something.
Oh my god! I think I was just acting a fool. I really wasn't that much of a class clown or anything. Like in seventh grade, I was a little bit more. In math class specifically, I would get up and like take my shirt off and whatnot, and like I would like squeeze my tits together. Like, yeah, I had like real cleavage. It was good stuff. And then I would get told to sit down and like go outside and wait for the teacher and all that, Mr. Lutzen. But then instead I would just sit down and do stuff in the chair. So I would like act like I was on heroin. Like I would like tie the thing around and then like stick myself with it. And then I would just like nod off. People were laughing so hard. That was a fun time.
It is too funny.
Just an idiot.
And then I can't remember if it was 7th or 8th grade. Braden McCombs used to bring these like apple slices because he was a weirdo. He would like bring pre-sliced apples to lunch. And so, but I actually liked him. He didn't like them, but I liked them. I'm not sure why he brought them. Anyway.
Because his mom packed his lunch,
no,
idiot.
Thank you.
No thanks.
I know, mom. But just say no thanks. Anyway, so he would bring those, but I would eat them. But I, instead of eating them one by one, I would put all 20 of them in my mouth or whatever. Like I would literally just shove them in my mouth. Just to entertain people. It's funny. And then I would always make up stories about Mallory McClung. Call her the Mallory fish, because like everybody thought she was so like snooty and bitchy. And so like I would just like
she
I
does
made up,
have that personality. Yeah, but she's actually really
I know
nice.
So nice, such
like
a good person,
so nice.
But yeah, I would always make little stories about her.
She's nicer now than she used to be. In middle school, she was still a little like,
well, because probably
snappy.
Because people would like make fun of her and stuff.
Yeah, we used to call her Sharky.
I had a big crush on her in kindergarten.
Fair enough, bro. Though. Sure, she was a hot blonde.
Miss
back
England
those days.
Class, dude.
I just remember, like in middle school at volleyball stuff, like she just like didn't want to put up with anything. Like we'd all be goofing off, and she'd just be like, ah, like she'd just storm off. And
she'd be like, you guys, let's grow up.
Grow up.
This is middle school volleyball, guys.
Then sometimes
take this shit serious.
This is the big league.
Sometimes she would like goof off with us, but then we were like, I don't know what you want. But we would call her Sharky because she had the teeth.
She had the teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. She also. We were like, you kind of look like a shark. And
I remember one
it.
Time in seventh grade, we were playing bump.
What's bump?
Bump was like that basketball game in PE.
It's like some people call it knockout or something.
Oh, and let me guess, you never played it's field like, soccer or whatever it was.
There's like
a made-up game.
There's like two balls, like you get in a line, you like the first person shoots the ball, and then if they miss, then the second person can shoot, and then if they make it before
so
the
gotcha.
First person, yeah, gotcha. That's another name. It's gotcha.
It's always okay. Another name.
I remember we were playing, and you know, it was me and like these dudes,
bumping
like
out
Chad
here.
Bell Snyder,
ooh,
like Rob, and all these guys,
dripped
and
swag.
And
Chad.
I was telling them how big my wiener was. Ooh. Right? I was like. I was just like messing with it. I was like, yeah, my schlong 7.5 inches in seventh grade. And then they were like, dude, no, it's not. I was like, yeah, it is, dude. And then Coach Banks heard.
Oh, my God.
And he like came. He's like, Evan, come with me. And this dude was a douche. I don't know. Whatever.
Coach Banks
and
was like scary.
Look.
And we go into his office. He's like, and I don't know why he didn't like me to begin with, but I think he just didn't like me because I think Wes didn't like me.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, or whatever. And then
Wes was his kid, Cameron, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Wes was Coach Banks' kid.
Okay. And he's in our grade.
And, and so he went into his office. He's like, Evan, you think you're a big man talking about this stuff? He's like, you think that makes you a man, boy?
Oh, my Lord.
Because it does it. And I was like, okay.
Okay. You should have been like, yeah, but around. It is 7.5 inches though.
He's like, yeah, bro, but how do you know? He's like, all right, go back in. That man has a ladder. Like, did you know that?
No.
In his office behind his desk, he has a ladder that goes up to the roof.
What? Because
one time, we were like getting on the roof at Simmons one weekend, and like we found this door on the top, and then we opened it. And it was Coach Bake's desk. I was like, what the hell?
So weird.
And he apparently goes in there and like smokes cigs or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because there's like a bunch of cigarettes up there.
That's the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Just a man on the roof.
Marlboro man,
so I kick on back to that old town road or whatever the hell the song is. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about. Hey, you know that song was number one for the longest, bro.
Old Town Road.
You don't know that song, bro?
By Little Nasty.
Little Nasty.
Little Nasty.
Young Nasty.
Have you noticed since he came out, like, nobody cares?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was like, I'm gay. And everybody's like, okay.
All right, it's cool.
Oh, moving on.
Yeah. It really, like, wasn't that big of a deal.
It wasn't, but it's like,
I honestly have to remind myself sometimes. I'm like, oh, he's...
That he's gay?
I'm like, yeah, oh, he's gay. That's
Why
right.
does it matter? It
I don't
matter
know. It just...
I'm just saying, like, it seems odd to me that he has lost relevance now since he's been gay. I mean, that song was eventually going to drop off, but I don't know. They kept making too many versions of it. There's like 6 versions of it.
Yeah.
The Diplo. Was it Diplo on one?
Somebody. I think so.
Yeah, he remixed it.
That album
it.
Was okay, Dildo. Too.
Yeah, there were
like,
a couple
of really
good ones.
It really wasn't that good.
Nah, you're right.
I listened to it for a while, really, and then now I'm Panini. Really tired of it.
Yeah, like, I listened to Panini. I was like, oh, it's kind of a bop. And then I listened to it again. It's like, this
Panini.
Song kind of sucks.
Don't
no,
you
I get
be
it.
A
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
it's you want me to go with you? You're trying to keep me teeny.
Hey, Panini. You're a meanie.
It was a bad song.
Yeah. What's up? There's like one where he's trying to buy weed or something.
I don't
or
know.
Or sell weed or something.
I don't think I listened to the whole thing.
Buy weed from me or something. Yeah. Like, okay, buddy. And I get it, like, he was trying to make a stand, like, he was trying to say he was country, but he was really just making fun. Like, he only made that song because of Red Dead.
Yeah.
And then so that to act like he's like a country singer, it's pretty facetious.
That's, so Cameron and I like this band called Midland.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, the head, like, the
Kid,
lead
yeah,
singer, he was like originally an actor. And so this band, they were on that show Nashville,
uh-huh,
as like a fake band.
Oh,
just like in the show, like, mm-hmm, they were actors and they were pretending to be a country band. And then someone like heard them. They're like, hey, those guys sound pretty good. But whoa, they were like just acting.
Yeah,
like they were country band. And then now they're like one of the top country bands.
What?
And they're just like still just like. It's like a meme.
That's
because they're like, yeah, we're
but
not
they're
really
good,
country. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good.
They
and everybody
pretty
likes
good.
Them. But it's just funny how they started, because they're literally just like acting.
That's so cool, though.
They're still yeah. acting.
Yeah.
They're still.
They have this
so
whole, like,
sick.
My whole
yeah,
life
so
has been
sick,
an act.
You said their name. They were called the Midland.
They're just Midland.
Midland.
The Midlands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cigarette burn down.
Dude, down. It's got a lot of downs in it.
Down.
Hey, what are the public schools in Montgomery?
Oh, well, we got Jeff Davis, we got Carver.
Oh, yeah.
You've got, but then you have the magnet schools, like BTW and LAMP.
By the way, LAMP.
Yeah, Booker T. Washington. Loveless Academic Magnet Program. But those are like, you also have to apply to get into those.
Oh.
But they're public schools.
What about the Magna Carta? You guys learn about that?
The what?
What is it called? It's like the big document or something. What does Magna Carta mean?
I don't know.
Big
like
piece
the
of paper.
Oh, the big charter.
The big charter.
It's a charter. The large charter. Carta does not mean piece of paper. No chance, huh?
No
Look
chance,
it up. I don't
eh?
Know why you keep
Look
arguing about stuff. You got a phone.
Do you remember Mr. Butler from high school, Evan?
Yes. Drama.
Mr. Butler? The
drama.
The counselor?
Oh, from high school.
Yeah.
The counselor?
The counselor.
Do you remember Mr. Butler
yeah,
from middle school?
No, I'm not talking about him.
Me and Mr. Butler hang out sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His top listened to on Spotify was Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Funny stuff, man. Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
That's a good fits. Guy.
Or he was on the list. I don't know if he was top.
I think he listens to our podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Butler?
What up, Mr. Butler?
If that's even the right thing to call
if
you.
I don't know if anybody made it this
Can we call him Zach? What's
yeah,
up,
we
Zach?
Call him Zach. What up, Zach?
He's at another school now, right?
Yeah, at Homewood.
All right, shout out Homewood.
Shout out Homewood.
Shout out Anaya Blanchard. Rough stuff, man.
Sad.
Shout out Princess. What was it? Cupcake. Sorry. Sorry, yeah. Cupcake.
Thought that was so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That, like, ugh, made me sick.
Sink.
It's crazy how much that happens, too, but, like, you don't hear about it around
it's
here.
We're starting to hear about
that's
it
a,
now, thank God.
That's a big old thing, yeah.
It's good that it's getting as much coverage as
yeah,
it
Ashton
is.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher is trying to end trafficking. He's like he works really hard toward it.
He's great.
Yeah.
So he's apparently really really into it. It's good stuff, bro. He's got that Russian bitch. What's her name? I'm just kidding. Milo and Otis or something?
Milo.
What's her name, really?
Mila Kunis.
Thank you. Oh, you really couldn't think of it?
No, I couldn't.
Mila Kunis.
I thought you were just joking the whole time.
Mila Kunis.
Ooh.
She's really washed up.
I lick anus. I lick Kunis. I lick
Kuntas.
Kuntas. Dean Kuntz.
Dean Kuntz.
No, but really, I wanted just to ask, do you remember Mr. Butler from middle school? Because I feel like I'm the only one who remembers
no,
him.
No, you're not.
I remember the tennis coach.
No.
He was a drama guy, big fat-chested motherfucker with the big old gut.
No, I didn't do drama.
I didn't mean to. I got put in that class. Like, I got my schedule because it was the year, it was seventh grade, which is, you got four.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it, and I think I was supposed to do, like, art, I ended up doing advanced art because I was going to be in a class I didn't want to be in after that. Mm-hmm. And then I think Spanish.
But the point is that you ended up in drama.
Yeah, and I ended up in drama. Yeah. And I got my schedule. I was like, I didn't sign up for this class. And they were like, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
And where was the drama class?
Right across from the GM.
Yeah. It was like a little room. And there was like a small stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a small stage in there. We would watch movies sometimes, and then sometimes we would have to write our own skits. He'd put us into groups, and we would perform our skits on that little stage in that room, and he would fall asleep. And when we got done, we would all just kind of stand there and look around, and then he'd wake up and be like, good job.
Were you guys in that gym class in, like, seventh grade where we had to do the dance routine?
Yeah.
That shit was so whack.
I think you guys did the... I was thinking about that.
What was that called?
What was that dance called?
I don't know. We went like backwards.
Yeah, no, there was some... Cool. But you included, like... I can't remember the name of that dance. It was, like, a popular thing back then.
I don't know.
It's, like, Sly something. We tried. Fox something.
We were pretty try hard.
Sly Fox, wow. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Sly Fox.
It was like a rapper that danced like that or something.
I don't know, dude.
God, I remember you guys specifically doing it. I'm like, damn, bro. Yeah. Swag.
Talking about the Dougie.
Our dance was pretty fresh, not going to lie.
Yeah, I think you guys won. Ben Bannister, I think, was in our group. And so we had to account for that. We had to make it easy for Ben.
Aw, Ben.
So weird.
Poor guy. He goes to Montevallo.
Who?
Ben Bannister is a special needs kid.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. Montevallo has like a good like graduation program for people with special needs.
That's cool. Awesome.
It's called like Flying Falcons or something.
Oh, nice. Peanut Butter Falcon?
The Falcon? Can we do the VR now?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
He's ready to be done.
Yeah, we're at an hour or so. Wow. All right, this is the Real Easy Show signing off.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, world.
Can we do the VR now?
The Real Easy Show. Real Easy Show. The Real Easy Show. The real